Marcus Smith, and this is Constant Wonder. This month, as Christmas draws near, join me on a journey called Advent. Constant Wonder is marking this venerable tradition with a calendar of hopeful anticipation, daily Advent episodes all the way through the 25th. It's December 10th. Advent is a time of waiting, and waiting, as we all know, is something that we tend to associate with impatience or irritation, but it really doesn't have to be that way. There's a beauty to discover in the meaningful anticipation that has always been a hallmark of the season of Advent. Now stay with me here, or rather, with writer Christine Sine. Christine will open her remarks with a quick glance back at the obscure and still uncertain origins of Advent wreaths. In the frigid climes of the north, these wreaths may have borne some association to prehistoric symbolic wheels, and from there it's not hard to postulate the Christian appropriation of a pagan emblem.
The first Advent wreaths were actually made by people probably in Northern Europe. During the winter season, when they couldn't get out, they would actually hang the wheels from their wagons on the walls, and then they started decorating them because it was a sign that this is the time when we're home. This is the time when we are waiting for the coming of spring. We're waiting for the coming of the warmth again, and it became integrated with we're waiting for the coming of Christ and the birth of Christ as well. So those wheels on the walls became decorated as part of the symbols of the waiting that was going on for the coming of Christ.
Christian interpretations of scriptural passages in both the Old and New Testaments have always woven in the figure of a long-awaited Messiah. Fulfillment of messianic prophecy, so central to the Christmas story, obviously would be preceded by hoping and longing for something promised but not yet come.
For Mary, it was the waiting for the birth of her child. But for so many others too, this is a long expected child that has been waited for hundreds, if not thousands of years by some of the people of God. And so the waiting time that goes into the season of Advent is very important for us. Unfortunately, Advent for many, instead of being a time of slowing down and waiting, for many people it has become the busiest time of the year. And I think it's such a sad thing. One of the things that I like, I actually practice Celtic Advent, which begins on November 15th. And part of what I like about that is it gives me a couple of weeks when people aren't as focused on Christmas to really prepare myself for the rest of the Advent season. Because once Advent season begins, there is so much hype in our churches about the coming season that the aspect of waiting and reflection and slowing down tends to get lost in the process.
I'm very glad you mentioned Celtic Christianity and your connection there, because as little as I know about it, I do at least know this much, that worldview connects nature in a very deep way with God.
Oh, yes.
Not just as creator, but that his manifestation is everywhere.
Exactly. Yes. I love the Celtic understanding that the glory of God shines through creation, that all of creation shimmers in a way with the presence of God, that God is there, that we can connect to God in the midst of creation. And that's something that really has revitalized my faith over the last 5 or 6 years that I've practiced Celtic Advent and kind of really gotten into the Celtic traditions. If you read about the Celtic saints, they had wonderful relationships with nature. We know of St. Francis and his connection to nature, but many people believe that Francis was inspired by the Celtic monks who had a monastery close to where he lived in Assisi, and that his love of nature, his love of animals, came from their amazing relationship to animals and to nature as well.
As I visited with Christine Sein, she made reference to a 6th century religious figure who lived about 600 years even before St. Francis of Assisi. Another saint who isn't nearly as well known, at least not to North Americans like me. This is an Irish Celtic saint, Kevin of Glendalough, born to nobility and trained for the priesthood, but he turned his back on his high social status, thinking he could come nearest to God living as a hermit in nature. This he did for 7 years, dwelling in a cave in verdant hills above the lakes of the Glendalough Valley in Ireland. And here's where the story turns to our theme of waiting.
He was praying one day, and the Celts were known for praying for long periods of time, and he put his hand out, and a blackbird came and landed on his hand and actually laid an egg on his hand. So he decided to stand with his hand outstretched until that egg had hatched and the bird had flown away. And I think, wow, talk about a reverence for nature.
With that incredible story, Christine, you've really got me thinking here now that, well, maybe it's a central part of a genuinely spiritual life. Not just a willingness, but maybe I should say an eagerness, an excitement to wait. And maybe in the mix to adhere to nature's timeline and put aside our own very frenetic, busy timelines.
Yes, patience and waiting. The willingness to wait for something beyond ourselves is a part of that story. And giving reverence to that and putting the needs of the other, whether it be person or nature, ahead of our own as well.
Avid gardener that you are, Christine, and with your interest in Celtic Christianity, have you become a little bit more patient?
I think that gardening has helped me to recognize that God calls us to seasons of waiting. You know, that's one thing that we see so beautifully lived out in the natural world is the seasons of waiting. Winter and the lead up to Christmas is one of those seasons. And it has, in many ways, I'd say it's given me permission to relax and wait rather than feeling that I have to be busy all the time.
Thank you for joining with us today for Day 10 of our Constant Wonder Audio Advent Calendar. Our guest was Christine Sein, author of The Gift of Wonder, Creative Practices for Delighting in God. Today's episode was produced by Tenery Taylor with help from Mamie Teeples and Lily Jensen. All of the previous days of this Advent series can be found at byuradio.org/constantwonder. The episodes are also available on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we certainly hope you'll join with us again tomorrow to learn about a specific creature who waits in a very unusual fashion.
For 6 months, she will not draw air into her lungs. To survive a cold that would kill her, or slow her so that predators would kill her, she slows herself beyond breath in a place where breath is not possible, and waits.
I'm Marcus Smith. Constant Wonder is a production of BYU Radio.